Okay. I need serious help from the Christian community right now. I need prayers onto Jason because he's being extremely dangerous and increasingly violent lately. He's been smacking me more, and I just discovered that he's been looking at these this fake rape porn lately. It's this like Jiggly Girls rape porn stuff, and I need some help. I need some prayers for this man. He has a serious freaking demon in him, this violent demon, and I've been trying to deal with it for a really long time, and I can't do it anymore. I need the church. I need Yeshua HaMashiach to help this man, because I've been spending 3 years fighting this man's demons for him and trying to heal him of whatever is hurting him. He's addicted to really bad stuff, and he needs mental help, and I keep telling him he needs mental help, and he's not getting the mental help. Now me, I am on full board of getting any mental help that I need, but right now I need the Christian community to help me either get me out of this situation with me and my children, or help this man get the help that he needs. But I'm tired of playing games with people. I'm tired of pretending that this stuff isn't real. I need help. Because I love this man dearly. I've always loved this man, and I've always seeked to get this man help. And I don't know what to do anymore. Because me as a wife can't help this man if he's literally looking up rape porn and then becoming violent on me because of it. I love him, and I wish nothing, no harm on him. I want him to get help, but he's not getting help, and a bunch of people is enabling him in this violent streak in his life. No, I don't want him arrested or in trouble with anything. I want him to get the therapy that he needs, okay? Because this is a mental disorder. This isn't him being harmful or anything on purpose. This is him needing serious help. And I need the Christian community to pray for me or help me get out of this situation. I don't know. I just need help because I love this man and I want him to get better. But I can't do it if he's constantly has violence on his mind. I can't help him if he's just constantly thinking, oh my God, I'm thinking about raping these fucking women, these fake fucking women. It's so disgusting. And he says he doesn't care that I see it. He says he doesn't care. And I don't know what to do anymore. I don't have anyone in my life. I'm scared. I feel trapped. I feel alone. And I don't have anyone in my life. So if I have to bring it online, I will. Because I don't have anyone. I don't have friends to talk to. I don't got places to go. All I want is my husband back. All I want is love from him again. He's been disappearing at the house consistently lately and coming back like he hates me. And he says it's been going on for a month. Yeah, it has been going on for a month. But I'm really worried about him. I'm really worried about him. And he needs a therapist. I need people to stop enabling this man to violence. Because you're not helping him. You're harming him. He needs help. He needed help back in May. And I got arrested instead. He needed help back when I first met him. He needed help. But there's only so much I can do. There's only so much I can take on. I don't care if I look like a bad guy. I don't care. I want that man to get help. I don't care if he leaves me even. I want him to get help. I love him.
Why are you looking at that? Because I believe in revenge. Doesn't that, like, bother you?
Yeah, that's why I said I want to drive myself to the fucking hospital to get mental health. Why do you think I said that?
Do you want to do that to me?
No. And it's not rape that I like. While I like the rape porn, I'm anti because the angles are extreme. I like them. But it's not just to rape.
Well, you think you would look at that film?
I know, but I have. Because my mental state is very
bad. Then go to therapy like I've told you to. Do you want me to make a call for you?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I guess.
Leave me alone. I just want to be left alone and smoke me trying to buy my shit.
This fight between me and Shani is real. We are actually not doing well right now. Mainly because of internet trolls. But no, my behavior has been not good. I have raged massively Von Helton style. Okay? I have had such blinding rage that this stream is good. Shani's stream here is good for one reason. Prayer does work. So G-Man, pray for me. Veckel, pray for me. Ken Jones, pray for me. Spoken, pray for me. Every Christian that I know's the real deal, I want your prayers. Because I have raged so massively, it's not acceptable. But my wife aired to you guys that I was looking at hentai rape porn. And that is personal, and she should not have done it. Period. It's my business. If I wanted to talk about my porn addiction again, I could have. She aired my business, and I'm pissed. So pray for me. But look, I'll explain this hentai porn thing, okay? If any of you guys ever looked at hentai, you're going to know the stupid tentacle stuff for sure. That's stupidity. I never looked at tentacle porn. I never found anything attractive about it. It's stupid. The reason I like some hentai jiggly girls rape porn, do you know why I like it? Because the angles are so extreme. Like a nice big ass of a chick getting pounded. Do you get what I'm saying? I like the looks of that. I do. It really gets me off. But it's not right, and it's not godly, and I don't want to look at it. Okay, it's not literally like me watching a woman be raped, because I don't get off on that stuff. I think it's sick. The fake rape porn, I think, is sick. The real stuff with women that are tied up on the ceiling and they're being like poked and prodded, I'm not into that at all. But I like hentai porn because it's so extreme, like the angles and the fucking nice huge butt. Like, I love that stuff. I can't help that. And it's like four guys on her. She's jerking them off and blowing them. And they look like they like it. You know, it's not like they're it's not like they're being raped because it looks like they like it. But anyway, I shouldn't look at that stuff as a Christian. I should not look at that stuff as a Christian. Hi, folks. And I want peace. I do. I want peace in my household. I don't want any evil in my bloodstream. I'm in the state that Paul was in at the end of his life in prison, just writing. He wasn't writing because he couldn't really even see anymore. He was blind. So it was Luke that wrote for him, the physician, Luke. He was his stenographer. Anyway, I love Shani with all my heart. I do. She's awesome. I love her. My anger, I have issues, but she has issues too. She has issues too. So I think what's going to happen is probably marriage counseling. And there's going to be a mediator, and it's just going to work out. So I'm going to put a song on for you guys. I love you.
Talking to each other.
Yes.
I haven't put any weight on.
You're losing weight.
Look how baggy my clothes are.
You're losing weight.
This is a 3X. This used to be like really like tight on me, and yeah. I was like...
You're losing weight, actually.
Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Chupacabras. Sorry. I got to get my other coffee.
So... We just signed up for couples counseling. Because we both don't want our relationship with each other, to fail. And we both love each other. And, you okay there?
I have for the
bag. Thank you, Quasi.
Quasi.
And that was fast. I call bullshit. Really?
We need to sort problems out, folks.
They're already calling bullshit.
Look, when you got massive problems like we've been having, you got to get them taken care of or relationship's done. Okay?
Yep. Yeah. And we did. We just literally signed up for counseling.
Yeah. We did.
So, because, you know... There's been a lot of stress that's been going on. A lot of people have been purposely trying to break us up and put in negative reinforcement by a bunch of these girls saying they're talking to Rev and Rev is coming on to them. And then on Rev's side, what he's getting in private messages is I'm using him and I'm talking shit against him behind his back and all this other stuff. And what it's done is it fed on my paranoia and it fed on his anger. And I was paranoid he was doing things behind my back and he was angry that I was accusing him of this stuff and thinking it was an excuse for something because both of you, all of you, you made the scenario and who we are as people.